Okay, this is a message to the team. I'm coming through Stella, as I think it's kind of your brief, Stella, if you could help me with this while you have some time. But so the background is, once a year in the UK is a very important conference for, it's called the Oxford Real Farmers Conference. And it has been created as a sort of counterpoint to the Oxford Farmers Conference. The Oxford Farmers Conference, Oxford being, you know, Oxford University, city of learning for over 1,000 years, really, really important heritage place for, you know, knowledge and sharing of knowledge, important. So there's a farming conference there in January each year, and basically it's a big commercial for fertilizers and tractors and agro technology. So some academics from Oxford University, who are interested in soil and soil science and biodiversity, started the Oxford Real Farmers Conference, I don't know how long ago, maybe 12 years ago now. And it's grown and grown and grown from a very small fringe thing to a really, really big thing. And it's now outgrown, just that you can't even get tickets to it. It's kind of sells out. And all the people who go to it are the small farmers, the upland farmers, the people with rare breed animals, the people who are doing organics, community growers, permaculture, conservationists, you name it, all of those, all the interesting people who are in farming, community growers, all that sort of stuff. So, and obviously permaculture has a sort of a standing in that environment. And this year, well, next year, because it's in January, it's going to be it's going to be all online, kind of predictably, but there'll be over 1,000 people at it, and each one of those people coming will be, you know, from an interest group within the sort of alternative farming world. So it's a big deal. So the Permaculture Association have been offered 2 slots, which is, that's a really, really big deal. So our UK permaculture group have a couple of slots to talk about their work, and there's interest in permaculture global, you know, as a global phenomenon. And there's some people presenting from Timor Leste. Now, some of you might remember the Tropical Permaculture Guidebook, or Tropical Permaculture Handbook, which is an amazing publication, very relevant for Uganda, but it's been conceived and written in Timor between a Timorese guy called Ego Lemos, who's actually a folk singer. He's a very famous folk singer in Timor, and an Australian guy called Lachlan McKenzie. And Lachlan lived in Timor for about 5-6 years, and he's, you know, whatever, he's anyway, so that's nothing to do with us. But I've been asked to lead on the second presentation, and the ORFC people will help us put together a really good professional presentation, apparently. So what I would like to do is, I want some interviews. They can just be on a phone. And if they're not perfect, don't worry, because if you can just email them to me and get them the videos to me, the ORFC conference people will edit them and they'll make it into something quite, you know, sharp and professional. So, and I think that there's some of the things even that we talked about this morning are very relevant. So the one thing is, you know, Helen, Mama Helen, you said, you wanted 98 representatives from 98 community groups to do a permaculture course. Well, think about, obviously, you have been thinking about that. That's very exciting for people on the outside to hear, is that if you could, in one course, you could train 98 people, which then each one goes back and then affects another community group. So that shows how permaculture can mirror out and expand out really quickly. Second thing I think that I want to come across to this is that this is about collaboration, but it's also about leadership coming from majority world countries. And I feel really strongly that we need some very strong and loud voices, certainly within permaculture, coming from Africa, coming from, you know, other majority world places, not just the same old bunch of tired old Mzungus. And so it's exciting to see, to sort of, would be to sort of represent some of our work through interviews and stuff, and to the conference. And now, because they're doing it all online, then you don't have to be there. So what's best is that we pre-record some things beforehand. I would like to do, I think something, I would like, Stella, I would like you to interview Godfrey and Helen maybe at the same time, but Godfrey to reflect on the UPO experience and the Kumi Home and the PDC, and then maybe some inputs from a slightly different perspective. If Mama Helen could just give us a sense of how these ideas are translating out into the wider community. And obviously we're going to get a chance to speak to a lot of people. So one of the things I want to do is we'll put in an ask, and we want them to donate. We want some money. And I think we need to develop something like a permaculture enterprise seed fund, a little kind of like a bank that makes loans, maybe soft loans, and maybe we create a little a team of people who are the trustees of that, so help make those decisions. But so we can then invest into our best students or communities or projects with things that are enterprises, so they're going to pay back. But so if we want to set up a little fish farm, or we need to put in a borehole or something, we can begin to do those things. Now it's a bit further off, but we've got to communicate these ideas. So I would like to get an input from Ali as well, because he's a good talker, and I also want to capture some and Paul and also maybe Rose. But we'll see. We what we'll have to do is edit it all down. We'll only have so much time. But if you could just think about that, and this is our chance, guys. We've just done an amazing bit of work. Let's try and build on this momentum. And if no one knows we've done it, then that's not, we'll achieve so much more. But if we can get this out there, so while it's all still fresh in your minds, have a think. And it's a shame we can't get better resources to you. But again, it's if you could make recordings and just send them straight away, and then you can scrub the phones. But okay, there's my opening thoughts. I've just come off a telephone call about this conference, and we're already late on preparing our proposal, so that's why I'm just doing it right now. But anyway, I'm not going to hurry you to do your recordings. You can do those over the next days, but I need to get the proposal in like today or tomorrow. Okay, speak soon. Bye-bye.